We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Dare. D-A-R-E. Dare to keep kids off drugs. I almost said to keep drinks off drugs. Don't drink and drug. Dare is this hour's code word. D-A-R-E. 72881 is the text number.
You really send that message.
Boy,
with
I am
conviction.
Strong messenger.
Yeah, the kids love it.
Yeah, that number again, 72881. Dare is this hour's code word. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000 message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. I'm very sorry about it. Sorry about it. Today is Talk Like Yoda Day. Asking for people. I had it earlier.
Asking for people to talk like Yoda at once.
It's the back of your...
It is.
Yeah.
Put it in the back of your throat.
So we got one here from Elizabeth. Let's hear what Elizabeth is. I appreciate this.
You know, this is actually a video, and to be honest, it has... the baby's adorable.
It's a baby talking like Yoda?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
So
the baby can't talk like
it's
Yoda.
It's a stretch, but here
All
it is.
All right. She just wants to show us her cute kid.
And it is a cute kid.
Okay. You know what? Thanks for the effort, everybody.
It's adorable.
I appreciate
super cute.
It. You know, it couldn't be cuter. He's got a Yoda hat on. But today's Talk Like Yoda Day. It's an absolute failure.
Failure it is.
But thanks to the three people who texted in, emailed in. All right, now we can do the text, Vinny. If you're ready.
Sure. Our text number, 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Hold on. When Yuzi said she doesn't want to do cool sculpting, did Hooman say you better do it?
Yes, he did.
You better do it.
I said you better. What I meant was you better go to the consultation. Tell us about the consultation.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
You better go.
Uh-huh.
You better do it.
Legendize.
Yuzi, Kardashian butts are from sculpting everywhere else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they definitely have those skinny little stick legs and then that big old booty.
That's right.
You can do whatever surgical or non-surgical procedure you want. If you don't change your habits, your lifestyle, your nutrition, all the weight will be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Be right back.
See you soon.
BRB.
Right. BRB. Yeah, but I'll look good for a minute. Get those photos done. Turn back into my regular lard ass self.
As the cool sculpted fat is melting away like the Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I better have a pint of ice cream.
I'll get you.
I'm back!
Yuzi, cool sculpting is out.
Oh.
Now it's hot sculpting.
Oh,
what's that?
Check out True Sculpt. Way better.
What's
Shame.
Hot sculpting?
Who knows?
It sounds like the opposite of cold sculpting.
It all sounds super dangerous to me, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
just love yourself just the way you are. You're perfect.
Love
just
yourself.
Yep.
Vinny, you sound like such an old man complaining about Uber and Lyft. Maybe it's because you don't drink and don't use the service. But... being able to press a button and get a safe ride is life-changing. I'll take a slight inconvenience for everyone being able to get a ride and make extra cash on the side. I'm not saying they shouldn't be doing it. And to be honest with you, I have gotten more used to the stopping in the middle of the road.
Mm.
I see an Uber sticker
every
other car, and I know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. It used to be, and that's something, look, if you drive the city every day, you know a beer truck or a UPS truck, they're going to stop. They're going to stop short, and they're going to hop out, and it's because there's nowhere to freaking park around
right.
here.
Right.
So they do that in the lane. You know it.
Yep.
Now we have had to get used to these Uber drivers doing it, and frankly, I am more used to it now than I was.
Definitely.
I used to want to get out of my car.
I used to not know what was going on. Now I know.
No, you can't stop and put your hazards on and just sit there.
Oh, I actually can. I just did it.
Yeah. No, they're doing it. They're doing it, and no police are going to help you.
Nope.
So what are you going to do? You're going to go
whine
around
about
them?
It, mostly.
Or,
I just try to stay out of that, you know, the right-hand lane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's going to happen.
It's going to, like it or not.
Right.
Thanks, Uman.
I had an Uber driver the other day who says he lives in Orange County. He comes up here for 3 weeks at a time.
Oh, wow. To drive?
To drive. Sleeps in his car. Another Uber driver who is a world-class chef in Brazil.
Oh.
And I said, why are you driving an Uber?
Did he say he's world-class or you had his food?
Well, no. He just kept telling me about all the restaurants. But he had really broken English. And I go, why are you driving Uber? He goes, to learn English so I could be a chef here. And so I said, all right, let's learn some slang. So I was teaching him what's up.
Balls.
Balls.
Yeah,
like,
balls.
I was giving
That's
him all
one.
The stuff that matters. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't worry about proper English. No one uses it.
Okay.
Funny.
That's
they
good
might
business
in that,
for him.
In that, what'd you call them, high class? What'd you say, world class restaurants?
Yeah, world class restaurants.
Yeah.
Although they do say kitchens are pretty rough places, no matter what level you're at.
Talk about first world problems. Spoilers. LOL. At least we can watch whenever we want. OFOC. Yeah.
Don't guilt us about our spoilers.
I think they're guilting the complainers.
Yeah.
Yeah, texters.
Well, I'm complaining about it, too. I hate things spoiled.
This trash break sucks. Artie Lang, Monster, Dan Aykroyd. Jesus!
It got better.
I like the Monster one.
Monster getting arrested is so that Netflix can have a Jailbird season 2. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, they say she was the star of that. Like, she was the best known person.
I wonder, she wouldn't have done that on purpose,
I
right?
I don't think so.
I watched Jail. No, she was wanted easy money. I'm telling you, they look at the prospect of going to work and doing an 8-hour day and putting up with the crap you got to deal with. And then they go, I know how to get money like that. Like, listen to that. Mm. I just got to go out and do this instead. And then I could spend the rest of the day doing anything I want.
I wonder if she got paid, though, while she was in county jail.
I don't know how
and
much
does
they can
the
possibly
county get
make.
Paid.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, right, who's making the money off of that? Somebody is, because otherwise they wouldn't allow them to film in
Netflix.
There.
Netflix?
Yeah,
Netflix. I watched Jailbirds. Monster was high drama. Her ex was in the same jail for attempting to kill her.
Oh.
She's in
a
different realm.
Jeez.
I don't know anything about it. I saw her picture and was all, It's interesting.
She's a monster.
Forked tongue.
Yeah, the forked tongue thing.
Tattooed eyebrow.
Yep.
I looked at her picture and I thought, wow, she could really kick my ass.
Yeah, she doesn't look like someone you want to tangle with, that's for sure.
Do you guys want to know the difference between hot sculpting and cool sculpting?
Sure.
What is hot?
So there's two. So hot is they use a laser to destroy fat cells with heat. From the laser. Cool sculpting, they kill fat cells by freezing them.
Which one hurts the most? I want the one that hurts the least.
I'm going to look it up.
And which one works faster? This whole waiting around.
Dermatologists use lasers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've really figured
Zip
out.
Zip that right off of there.
Works good.
Laser resurfacing.
Staying up past your bedtime to watch the Dubs sweep the Blazers was worth it, though, wasn't it, Vinny? Yes, it was.
Mm.
It sure was. My cousin denounced white supremacy and did well in his group meetings and issues with women. Whatever he needed to say to get out of prison, it worked. I was also fooled, but it was all fake. He was still the same person. So sad. Hmm. Who's that about?
Their cousin who was in prison.
No, but I mean that.
Where did that
John
come
Lind.
From? Oh,
John
yeah,
Lind.
That's
what it's about. It's not about Monster.
Yeah.
So cool sculpting is way more painful. Hot sculpting, it doesn't seem like there's much pain. But
does it work, though?
Yeah, there's other problems. There's a huge article. I'm going to post it on the Serenvity Facebook.
Okay, great. You could just be happy with who we are, though.
Aloha, Human. How is your back? I'm a Bay Area native who now lives between Benicia and Oahu, Hawaii.
Oh.
Yesterday, I thought of you while snorkeling and thinking of how much floating in the salt water soothed my aching back. Have you tried it?
Yeah, so I'm gonna call a woman today who's gonna help me with that
snorkeling.
Not snorkeling, but
Just like weightlessness. Like...
And being in the bay and figuring that out and using the cold water for therapy and moving and that.
You need a person to help you jump in the water?
I do, yeah, because I won't do it on my own. I need someone to kind of start the engine, and then hopefully the car will run.
Well, if you get some relief from it, you'll be motivated to get in there. It's not a bad idea to just, you know, get a snorkel and lay face down and let the water support you.
I need a little bit of training wheels. I need someone to hold my hands.
Aww.
Yeah, I need Don. I need him.
I mean, I'll push you in, no problem.
I know, but I wasn't able to sit there. I wanted them to cheer me on. I want them to clap for me.
Go, Hooman.
That's go, Hooman. Go, Hooman.
Oh, my. my son is 37, and he has never had a driver's license. He lives and works in SF, so he doesn't need one.
Oh, boy.
He never leaves the city, though? That's one
of the
things.
Well, when he does, he gets a ride, or he just, you know, gets a... Does a friend take him?
It's the same with New Yorkers. The city rat life becomes this thing where outside the city, you're something entirely else. You're a grown-up with no license. But here, you got everything dialed.
Right. Well,
cars are
expensive. It's
nice
to not have a car.
License?
I know. Well, and if you ever move out of the city, you'll have to make changes. But if you've got it dialed... Like, cars are expensive, and gas is expensive, and insurance is expensive, and putting it in a garage is expensive, and getting the maintenance done on it's expensive. Cars are...
Yeah.
It's funny, because at first I was, like, a little worried that my kid wasn't getting his license, and he's still got to get his license at some point. But then I thought to myself, it's probably cheaper just to Uber everywhere. Like, literally everywhere. It's expensive having a car.
Hmm.
That's the end of my thought process on that.
Got a new book recommendation for you, Sarah.
All right.
The Singularity Trap by Dennis Taylor, the same guy who wrote the Legion We Are Bob series.
Oh,
good so far.
All right, fine. Let me put that into my...
Singularity Trap.
Put that on my list. The Singularity Trap.
Lots of people wrote about Game of Thrones, everything from... Cersei deserved a Joffrey death to...
Yeah, Cersei did deserve a bad death. It's very annoying.
Please stop talking about Game of Thrones.
No. Thanks for asking.
My mom is coming to stay with me because I'm getting a post for my implants installed Thursday, getting a tooth removed and spending a ridiculous amount of money. Since my insurance doesn't cover, this was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Oh. Mm. Well, that's what you want, a healthy mouth.
Yep.
Healthy mouth, healthy life.
No photos.
Healthy mouth.
Healthy
lame.
Healthy
is
mouth.
This supposed to be an upgrade?
What?
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was
corporations
cheaper.
Never are looking to upgrade. They're looking to spend less money.
Yeah.
It wasn't an upgrade. It wasn't sold to us in that way at all.
No, it was, here's your new thing.
System.
Costs us less.
They didn't even say that.
No.
Here's your new thing. Figure it out.
Bye. Yeah, so if you want to send us something, just send it via email. Email will always get it here.
Yeah.
We think.
Oh, here it is!
What is it?
Big favor, Vinny. Can you please wish my daughter Molly a happy birthday at the 9 o'clock hour? She turned 28 yesterday.
Oh, Molly!
Molly.
And has been listening since middle school. Listens to your podcast every day on her long commute home from UC Davis to Auburn.
Wow.
Thanks, XOXO.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Drink party like it's your birthday. Is it your birthday?
I'm in the club.
Ah, come on, Adele. Birthday.
Police officer here, Vinny. Thank you.
For what?
Likes a city cop.
I like a city cop. I like they work hard. They got a lot going on. They don't waste their time with nonsense.
They prioritize on what they want to spend their time on, you know?
Right. That's right.
It might be the same guy because he always says police officer here.
Oh.
He says, I'm citing for the violation 288 right now. If they stop here, I'm citing them. Speaking of Uber stopping wherever they please.
Oh. No. Don't stop wherever you please.
Come on. Well, one of the things that I worry about is the accident that's caused by the short stop. Like, dude, now we're stuck in this. Now my car looks different forever.
Yeah.
Because you felt like you could just hit your brakes, turn your hazards on, and let's...
Okay. Well, maybe you shouldn't have been tailgating.
What are you talking about? Have you driven here in the city?
I drive in the city every day. You know what I do? I take it easy. I leave a little room between me and the car behind me.
Aren't you just fantastic? Look at Mr. Perfect over here.
Thank you. Mr. Perfect. Oh. I'm not going to shut up. Just relax, everybody. God, everyone's so irritated.
Yeah, everyone relax.
Please.
Calm down.
Calm down.
What?
Yeah, calm down.
Don't look at me.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're all going to do our breathing. Okay, goodbye.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today. Quick one. Don't forget to talk like Yoda today, you guys. Mm. You know, nerd alert. It's fun.
All right.
I'm going to do it all day.
Are you?
My family's going to love it.
You guys doing a podcast today?
No.
The Johnny Mosley podcast isn't today?
Well, it got posted yesterday. We're going to cut one on Friday. We haven't done one on a Friday in a long time, and it's usually, you know, there's drinks at my house, you know, on a Friday. Come on.
So we're going to say then.
You guys
want to
come? You want to come on Friday?
No.
No, thanks.
Oh, well, you don't like a party?
I hate to say it, but I got better things to do.
Oh, my God.
I want to get ready for Bottle Rock.
Yeah, that's right. Bottle Rock is on starting on Friday. So actually, that might be a problem for you, huh?
Yeah. Do you care?
I do care.
I don't care about your stuff.
I just got done saying that. That's a problem doing with business with me. I don't care.
I don't care. Oh, well. Have a great day. You know what's a bummer is that Survivor's over, so tomorrow is just a regular
Big
old
Big Brother's
day.
Any minute, though.
Yeah, when?
I don't know, but it's any minute.
I'll pull a story tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect.
See if
that'd be good to know. If there's a big
is it a regular Big Brother? Are they doing Celebrity Big Brother again?
No, that's the short one that they've been doing it. I don't even know if they're going to do another one of those, but that was like a January, February thing, I thought.
All right, well, we'll get a story tomorrow.
Thank you. All right, have a great day, you guys. Remember, it's the last day of rain, and then it's summer.
And don't forget, Lexi's coming in next. Jane later today.
Ooh,
Alice is open all day.
Jane has your shot at a trip to the Dave Matthews Band. It's like a beach bash on Cape Cod.
Oh, nice.
I know. All week, about 4:30 in the afternoon, you get a pair of tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band at the Chase Center in September, and then you're in the running for the grand prize, a trip for two to Cape Cod to see Dave Matthews on the beach.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So today, 4:30. You're right. We're open for business all day. We'll see you back here tomorrow, but you got to stay here all day.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.